there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Wednesday. Gang's all here. Morale is high. Phone calls are always welcome. We'll have a new poll question. The final hour. Big game coming up Saturday night on NBC in primetime. Ohio State and Notre Dame in South Bend. Ohio State favored by 3. Entertainment purposes only. By the way, did you see where the NFL slapped the NFL Players Association with a cease and desist for instructing running backs to fake injuries? So the league filed a grievance against the NFL Players Association, alleging that the Players Association has been advising running backs to fake injuries as a tactic for contract negotiations, obviously a violation of the collective bargaining agreement. A copy of the memo was obtained by The Athletic, and it states that this summer and throughout training camp, the players' union began recommending players unhappy with their contracts to either pretend to have or exaggerate a pre-existing injury as a way to gain leverage in contract negotiations. Could this have played in the Jonathan Taylor situation with the Colts? Because he said he was healthy, and then he had an ankle injury, and then he was sitting out, and he had an ankle injury, and I don't know if it was sort of... exacerbated there. Per the Washington Post, which was the first to report the news, the NFL wants the NFLPA to be slapped with a cease and desist order from improper conduct, as well as other remedies that the arbitrator deemed appropriate. No running backs were named in the grievance, which was filed last week. Well, judging from Nick Chubb and Saquon Barkley, you don't have to fake an injury. Yes, Paulie.
The key word we all reacted to when you said that story is memo. How do you put that in an email or a printed document that you hand to the running backs under your watch? That's where you do a conference call. There's no record of it. Or you call running backs individually. How would you actually put a memo together?
I never understand that. You put something in writing. When, how about we talk in person? We don't have to talk on the phone. We don't put something in writing. Yes, Eden.
How are you an organized labor union and never heard the term paper trail before? I mean, if anybody knows about a paper trail, it's unions.
You kids out there, if you're going to break the rules,
yes.
Face-to-face conversations.
Yes, yes, Todd.
Isn't this what NBA teams are going to do to fight the new load management rules? They're just not going to say it out loud or put it in writing.
Probably so. By the way, Dame Lillard said that, I think he was on a podcast. I'd like to give credit to the podcast. It Is What It Is podcast. Dame Lillard said this: I respect what the Warriors are doing, and over the last 8, 9 years or whatever, and I'm from there, obviously. That's home. But I can't be part of that, the Oakland native said. They won four championships. What I look like going to try to do that? It doesn't even make sense. I never do nothing like that. I'd lose every year before I would go to Golden State. Okay. We're still waiting for that possibility of him being traded from Portland. According to Brian Windhorst, Windy of the Mothership says, Portland is seeking a haul similar to what Brooklyn got from the Phoenix Suns for Kevin Durant. They want the Heat to literally scrounge into every nook and cranny and produce everything they possibly can, Windhorst said on Monday on his podcast, The Hoop Collective. Okay, he doesn't want to win a championship with Golden State. Doesn't want to do basically what Kevin Durant did. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
No. No. Dame wants to have his own team, but here's the thing. He's not going to stay in Portland. He wants to go to Miami. And now they haven't won titles, but that's Jimmy Butler's team that you're going to. You're always going to somebody else's team. If you leave your team, it's, you know, unless you're going to a team that's not good at all and doesn't really have that face. But I get it. That, do I want to go and win a title when it's still going to be Steph Curry's titles that I'm winning? I'm helping him win those titles. Yes, Eden.
But nobody will go to his team. And he's tried.
Yes.
It's very clear. He's been more than patient, more than loyal to that organization. At some point, it's obvious no one's going there. So you have to.
Well, this goes back to what happened with LeBron. He couldn't get anybody to go to Cleveland. Famously, you know, tried to get Chris Bosh to go there. Chris Bosh is like, I'm not even going to fly over Cleveland. I'm going right to Miami. And then LeBron joined D. Wade's team. But it then, you know, LeBron is such a big name, big profile, that it became his team. And Dwayne Wade sort of turned it over to him. But it was LeBron won his titles with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. But Dame Lillard, when is this going to happen? Yeah. Is this a game of, you know, who's going to blink first? You want to keep him? All right, go ahead and keep him. Or we really need him. Are we going to scrounge up everything we possibly can to get him in Miami? Yes, Marv.
And I thought the rumor started to swirl a little bit during the Colorado game. Kyle Lowry was with Chauncey Billups at the Colorado game. So I was like, oh, okay. Maybe they're already working out the trade to get Dame over there. So I don't know.
Oh, so Kyle Lowry in Portland?
Yeah.
And then, okay.
It would be more people than Kyle Lowry for Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear.
Okay. Well, you got to get Tyler Hero.
And a couple other guys, too.
Probably so. Yes, Pauline.
But which criticism would you prefer? A great NBA player who never gets a title but stays loyal to his team, like a Tony Gwynn in baseball, Damian Lillard in basketball, or a guy who jumps around and picks up some titles?
Jump around.
Like Kevin Durant gets critiqued for having titles, but he has titles to get critiqued for. You know, I respect Damian Lillard.
Only if my team is not trying to win.
Franchise.
Yes. If the franchise is not trying to win, then I could understand somebody wanting to go elsewhere. I mean, Kevin Durant's been on teams that win. And, you know, famously left Oklahoma City when they should have closed out Golden State, and they didn't, and then he jumped ship. Instead of saying, man, we were that close. We're that good. Stay here in Oklahoma City. Like, that's something that would have lasted forever. Imagine if Kevin Durant had won a title in Oklahoma City. I mean, that's bigger than if you win three titles with somebody else. In my opinion, what you would mean to the NBA in Oklahoma City and that you knock off Golden State. Giannis in Milwaukee. The Joker in Denver. Dirk in Dallas. They may only end up with one. But those one are huge. And I have great respect for those players. Now, if I'm Giannis, I don't re-sign with Milwaukee. And the reason why I don't is it's an older team. And, you know, he wants to be, he's the reason why he is who he is because he still wants to be great every night, every year. Bottom line, winning a championship. But if you look at the players, you know, they're in their early 30s to mid-30s. And he probably has to look around and go, do I want to, you know, try to have this team compete? and he's going to want to go elsewhere. You know, Dirk stayed in Dallas. Dallas was always competitive. But Durant has bounced around, and, you know, Brooklyn was supposed to be good, had talent. Oklahoma City, you know, now he's in Phoenix. He wanted out. He's going to good teams. But I respect those guys who stay one place, or at least they get that one title. And what that means to that city, I don't think can be measured. Yeah, Paulie.
This is a deep hypothetical, and I hesitate to bring LeBron in, but I was thinking about this.
Well, of course you have to.
Imagine LeBron James stayed in Cleveland his entire career and was in, let's say he played like 15 years, lost like three or four finals, just got them there a few times and they lost. They just never did it. Like a Tony Gwynn or you can like a Patrick Ewing, like a Charles Barkley, but he stayed in one spot. How would we look at him? Let's say the numbers were the same, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, all-time numbers, but no titles, a bunch of appearances, but loyal to one team. I can't imagine how he'd be looked at. Respected, but...
Well, he wouldn't be in the conversation of greatest player of all time.
Because he can't with no titles.
Yes. Even with one title, he still wouldn't be in the conversation.
Would he be like Dan Marino, where you talk about the great quarterbacks of all time, you talk about Dan Marino, and you have to point out he has no titles, but he's still, ability-wise, clearly one of the greatest.
If you said I could play, just play like any quarterback, I'd play like Dan Marino.
Joe Montana said it a month ago.
I mean, Montana obviously decorated Tom Brady. But if you said, hey, you're going to play the position like that guy, I would be Dan Marino. Now, Patrick Mahomes comes into the conversation as well. But Marino was so far ahead of everybody. It's like watching Bob Cousy play against, you know, some of these guys, the way he handled the ball, and or Jerry West when he's playing with, against guys who are doing two-hand set shots. And you're like, that guy is completely different than everybody else. That was Dan Marino. He was different than anybody else back then. Yes, Eden.
I wonder who, sort of like piggybacking off of Paul's thought of if LeBron had stayed in Cleveland and maybe not won any rings, who then would have won rings and who would be considered much greater?
Yeah, that's a great point. Kevin Durant? Might have.
Kevin Durant might have. Yeah, he might have a bunch more.
He might have 5.
Yeah. Just think about the teams that they ran through and then how many people would be considered all-time greats now but aren't because they don't have those rings.
San Antonio, they might have gotten another one.
Celtics, maybe another one.
Yeah. the 08 team.
Oh, my goodness.
It bothers Marvin because... They should have won.
There's too much drama for that one title.
I know.
You see the 2011 Mavericks? They're hanging out. Oh, yeah, we'll get together, reunion, all that. These dudes are over here beefing. Big Baby and Ray Allen and Rondo, they're ready to fight.
I know.
Doc Rivers, I don't know. Like, all this stuff, come on. It's ridiculous. For one ring?
Wait, are you working on your Doc Rivers impersonation?
Yeah, kind of.
That's pretty good, actually. I like it.
Doc always sounds... like he's been in the postseason in preseason. And you're like, Doc, how's your voice so hoarse? I don't know. I don't know. I bet you know what? I love Embiid, man. He can play. Yes, Paulie.
It's pretty good. He remember we had him in studio in Los Angeles, and he came in the morning, and he had coached his voice right in the morning. He's like, oh,
hey, good to meet you guys.
Hey, I've been yelling at Paperboy. Yell at every get off my lawn.
If you take away game 7s, I'm a great coach.
Wow.
Hey, come on.
Oh,
who said that? Who said
that? That is
Todd.
Just
I don't know who said that, but that's not cool.
Lucky no one could hear you.
That's not cool.
Yeah. Then we try to get him on, and then
I heard what you said.
Yeah.
Tell Dan another time.
What's the poll question for the final hour here, Seton O'Connor?
Is Todd the meanest Dan Ed?
Well, you started out that way.
That was uncalled for.
Like, Paulie used to be the biggest jerk here.
I yield it.
Yeah.
Sort of I yield emeritus. The throne.
We're just doing some playful impersonations. And then you
it's
like
more like he's been removed from it for being too good at being the biggest jerk. So it's like the Paul Pabst biggest
award.
Yeah.
The emeritus.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's very thoughtful. Emeritus.
Yes.
Yeah,
emeritus. A-hole.
Yeah. Yes.
Put that on a shirt.
You're a professional at this point, and this is an amateur.
I can't crank it up when I need to once in a while. Just, you know, I pick my spots now. Like the old days, it's like you're an athlete. I can't play like I used to, but once in a while, I can crank it up.
Yeah, Todd came in a mood today.
I don't know why. Must be my 3.5-4 hours of sleep that I got.
I know, but you poo-pooed everything that we were talking about.
Special penthouse for the first ballot Hall of Famers.
I was going to bring that up to Jeff Passan. Should we have that for baseball, where you have first ballot Hall of Famers? But I thought, you know, it's just going to trigger you again.
I get triggered pretty easily.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. All right, what's the poll question for the final hour, Seton?
Dan, let me update you on our listeners' sleep schedule first. How many hours of sleep do you get a night, under 8 or plus 8? Right now, only 15% are getting 8 plus.
Okay.
85% of the audience get not enough sleep.
We brought this up. There was a story. There's a pitcher on the Blue Jays, and he sleeps at least 11, sometimes 13 hours a night. He goes to bed at 11. He wakes up at 1 in the afternoon.
And he's not a 14-year-old girl.
No, He's not a college kid, too.
Sleepy Kikuchi is his name.
Yeah. No, what's his name?
You say Kikuchi.
You say Kikuchi. I say Kikuchi. We all say Kikuchi. What else, Seton?
Also, if you were an Amazon TV executive, would you allow Ryan Fitzpatrick to shave his beard? Your options were, yes, of course, it's his face. Or, absolutely not, hashtag branding. Right now, branding,
of course.
54%. That's swapped, though, because before it was his face.
Yeah, it might be his, but it's mine too.
Yeah, yeah, we kind of like, it's sort of like you have to run it by your wife if you're shaving your beard. You got to run it by your TV execs if you're
Jim Rome is not shaving his goatee.
Wire to wire.
Yeah, wire to wire. I think Travis Kelce's brother, Jason Kelce, has confirmed the rumors that Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Now that's news.
Yeah, that is some breaking news. And good for Travis Kelce. You know, he took a shot, got rejected, he got Mutombo'd, and he came back. Yeah, Paul?
You ever see those TV shows where, like, really hot actresses and famous people, like, nobody ever asked me out? Like, Charlize Theron.
Oh,
was
yeah.
She was on Letterman 20 years ago. She goes, I never get asked out. That's because we're all scared of you.
Yes.
Because the average guy who's, like, even an 8 can't walk up to Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
They always say those stories on those shows.
I know. Like, who are you dating? Nobody. I mean, people don't ask me out. Right.
Maybe it's true. Because who's walking up to Taylor Swift? Probably security won't let you.
Yeah, you can't get there.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you can't do a walk-up on her, even though she was at a restaurant, and you're not in her circle.
No,
you're not,
Taylor Swift decides who she's dating.
Right.
You don't decide if she's going
to
date you.
Excuse me, sir. I was just hoping to go hit on Taylor real quick.
Yes.
You mind if I just... I was just going to shoot my shot. No, okay. All right, thank you.
Fair enough. Yes, Todd.
Sometimes that's some of the same women that said, I don't know how I look like this. I eat pizza and burgers and Cheetos and I never work out. And I guess I have good genetics and a high metabolism.
Now, I really had a hard time walking up to the prettiest girl in the room. Always, always. Like, I would just sort of be there on the periphery. And, you know, if she, like, noticed me, then maybe there's a, you know, hi. Oh, hi. Never would have. I always admired those guys who had all that confidence that they would just walk up. And I have a friend. He is incredible at walking up. And all of a sudden, I'll be like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to sit down with this woman. Like, yeah, I bought her a drink. We're going to sit down. I said, okay, I'll just sit over here. All right. No, I thought we were hanging out.
I'll just sit over here.
Yeah, I'll just sit over here like a loser. Yes, Molly.
You know what's a great move? If you see a group of women and there's an alpha dog in the group or just she's the one seed, go up to the second best looking one. Make a beeline to the one that's just, you know, the B+.
And then she's going to get competitive?
No, then she's, because she usually gets ignored, as Fritzy would say.
Yeah.
You walk up to the second tier, the JV girl.
Second.
And that's how we scout them. And you walk up and then she's like, oh, he went for me instead of Charlize Theron. Who's
okay.
There's a whole book about this.
Oh, yeah. That guy wrote the...
Yeah, the game.
Game? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a move.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk to not the girl that you're interested in. And then this is the guy that wrote this book, not me saying it.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm not going to get into it. He's got a whole strategy on, which is both fascinating and incredibly insulting to women.
Sounds good.
Yes, Todd.
More of like the Limp Bizkit era of hitting on women, I think it was.
Okay.
A little more macho aggression
crash
than,
But it makes sense in general. You could strike out, you know, swinging for the fences, or you get a nice double or triple with someone that's considered an average pitcher that you hit it off of.
Yeah, but you know what? I might have been a slump buster for somebody else. Somebody could have been a slump buster for me.
I tell this story.
You know what? Let me take a break. I think I've told this story. I should probably check with the former baseball player who told me this. You know what? Let's take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back after this Dan Patrick Show. Do you want to do this for a living? Do you want to be in TV? Do you want to be on the radio? You can. Dan Patrick, School of Sportscasting.
It's not for the faint of heart, though, I'll tell you that.
If we can do it, anybody can do it. It's year five. Started the program. I wanted people who worked in the industry to teach it. The Danettes know who Gus Ramsey is. He runs the show on the campus in Orlando, Florida. And we got students who get hands-on practical experience. First day you're there, we're going to put you on camera. We want you to experience everything. We have grads working all over the country, big markets, small markets, front of the camera, behind the camera. Full Sail University, your degree, bachelor's degree, is in sportscasting. It's going to take you as short as 20 months. Choose to earn your degree online or Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, and you can go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. We hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You can trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
All right. Somebody should start writing Travis Kelce breakup songs for Taylor Swift. Like, we should just get ready for that. If you're Travis Kelce, you got to get ready for that if you're dating Tay-Tay.
And you see in the track listing, there's a song called Arrowhead. You're like, oh, that's probably what it might be about me.
Yeah, Paul.
Can you rhyme Kelce and jealousy? I couldn't. She could.
Mm, yeah.
You could work that workshop that.
Well, considering what Eminem would rhyme, I mean, he bend words like nobody else.
Yeah.
So I would say Tay-Tay could do it. Yes, yes, Marv.
There's going to be a lyric like things got tight in the end. Something like, oh, tight in the end or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought he was my security blanket. They always say that about tight ends with quarterbacks.
Mm.
you know, kind of put it all together.
Yeah, it's a little too deep.
What if it's called You're Nothing Without Patrick?
Ooh.
And then you'd be like, well, come on, that's not nice. You can't say that, Taylor.
Okay.
Gronk is Better would be a weird name for a song.
Yeah.
I got 87 problems, but a guy ain't one.
Okay.
Hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
Thank you, Todd.
Marvin's cracking up.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, now available in electric. It's electric. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. Paulie says he has an unbelievable Taylor Swift idea and that she could make a who knows how much money for an hour's time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for years, there's been rumors that Taylor Swift, they've always wanted her to do halftime with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons, you've heard that she wouldn't do it, whether it's like it messes up her schedule, it's not worth it, she doesn't really make any money off it. What if she did an alternative halftime Super Bowl show? Pay-per-view. I looked it up. The halftime of the Super Bowl is way longer than the normal halftime. It gets up to like 35 minutes between, you know, whistle to whistle. What if as soon as they go the whistle of the second quarter, you can have a pay-per-view concert of Taylor Swift live, an abbreviated 30-minute show, six or seven songs, I don't know how long her songs are, and you charge a reasonable rate for it because it's a concert-ish. You have the biggest TV audience in the world sitting in front of their TVs already with their controllers already ready to go. You have families, you have people. Mm-hmm. And if you compare her halftime show to whatever the NFL puts together, people would shift their money if it's reasonable. Let's say it was $19.95, but she's going to get 200 million subscriptions worldwide.
Yeah, but then she would look bad to the other musicians, the other acts who are going to be at the Super Bowl, that she's bigfooting them.
Maybe, but from a business standpoint, I'll bet
she... But she doesn't need the money. Her concerts are now in movie theaters.
Right. I just think she can make $1 billion in one day off this. And I'm being sad. I bet someone who knows this business better could break it down. But if you had a...
But do you want to be that person that's going to go, oh, halftime show, I'll put mine on? You can just go on the halftime show.
She makes zero. I don't think they pay. It's an exposure
play. She has to do is say, well, she can just say, if you want me, this is what I want. If you don't, then, you know, I won't do the halftime show. She doesn't need them. They probably need her more than she needs them. But, yeah, the NFL doesn't pay. They basically say, but yeah, look, everybody's done this. Look at all the acts who have done this. Springsteen, Stones, Prince. Do you want to be that one musical act that didn't do the Super Bowl? Now, she doesn't need the exposure. I don't know if the NFL is going to go, we want a piece of your record sales after this. And they might. I don't know. Did they do that to other musical acts where they said, you know, we're not paying you. We'll give you the opportunity. Because I thought when you had the rap artist, those guys made a lot of money after the fact when people bought their music. I don't know if the NFL prevented that. Yeah, Paul.
In the past, there's been a couple counter Super Bowl halftime shows. The first one was actually in Living Color. In Living Color, the TV show, the Wayans Brothers.
Yeah.
In 1992, they did an alternative Super Bowl halftime, and it actually did very well for them.
Hmm.
And there's been a few other places have done, you know, different things, but none of them were that big.
I would have a country one. I mean, I'm still waiting for the country artists to get up there, you know, collectively. Yeah, Seton.
I'm reading an article here from, I think, 2015, maybe, or it's a little older.
Okay.
Sorry, 2014. It says the NFL has narrowed down the list of potential performers for the 2015 Super Bowl to three candidates, Rihanna, Katy Perry, and Coldplay. While notifying these artists' camps of their candidacy, league representatives also asked at least some of the acts if they would be willing to contribute a portion of their post-Super Bowl tour income to the league, or if they would make some other type of financial contribution in exchange for the halftime gig. So they were basically saying, if you want to play the halftime, you have to pay us for the exposure.
Yeah,
we don't pay you to come here and do that.
Yeah, if I'm Taylor Swift, no way.
And I'm good.
No, I'm good. Yes. The NFL, hey, you know, could you contribute to our funds here? Get out of here. Before the break, I was going to tell you this story, and it's a former baseball player. And we were talking one night, and he was talking about how he was going through a slump, and he was trying to hook up with somebody. And it's called a slump buster. And so he meets this person, and then the next day he finds out that he was this woman's slump buster. Like, she was going through a bad time and needed, and wow. And he's a former first baseman for the Chicago Cubs.
So, but he must not be a great looking guy then, in based off slump buster definition.
No, he's Mark Grace.
Oh, no names.
Yeah.
He's a handsome man.
Yes, very. And then he said, oh my God, I found out I was her slump buster. He was single at the time.
Did she have a better second half of the season?
She did. Yeah, she did. She had a good stretch run. Yeah, she did. Playoff hopes. The Browns have signed Kareem Hunt. He was with them for a few years. He had that moment with Kansas City. Got into something off the field, domestic violence, I believe. And then went to the Browns. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, he was on the roster with the Chiefs for a few years. He led the league in rushing as a rookie. 1,300 yards, great receiver. He looked like he was on his way.
Yeah.
And then his career cooled off both on and off the field. Last year, he didn't start, but he ran for 468 yards. He had 40 catches, but they shifted all the money to Nick Chubb a few years ago. Mm. They didn't pay Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
But he's only 27, wow. Maybe 28 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot that he led the NFL in rushing.
His rookie year, he's fantastic. 1,300 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 53 receptions. He had 1,800 all-purpose yards, and I think he was a third-round draft pick.
Wasn't he out of the MAC?
Yeah, Toledo.
Yeah.
He fumbled on his first.
I know, that was.
You remember that?
Yes.
You were doing Football Night in America.
Didn't they say that he's never fumbled? He didn't fumble in college?
Al Michaels had it. His first carry of his rookie year, he fumbles, and Al Michaels had it on his sheet and said that's his first fumble of his life. He didn't fumble in 4 years of college.
Dave in Pittsburgh. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, I have an offer to make you since you're retiring, and then I have a very unceremonious firing.
Okay.
Before you retire, you and the Danettes have to attend a Penn State whiteout, and I am a longtime season ticket holder, and I would do everything I could to make it a very enjoyable weekend. I would buy you whiteout T-shirts, hoodies, caps, whatever, so you would fit in with the crowd. And if you would like to take my name and number, I would leave it with your guy, and I would do everything possible to make it a very enjoyable weekend.
All right. Dave, we'll put you on hold, and Tyler will take all your information when I retire in 4 years. Or is this before I retire?
I think before you retire.
Okay, before I retire. Because after I retire, nobody's going to care about me. They may not care. Now. Yes. Yes, Mark.
Do you have any ideas about what you want to do regarding road trips or anything like that? Besides the Super Bowl in Ireland next year?
I'd like to go to a Premier League game, but maybe we combine that with an NFL game, and then we go over to London. I think that would be fun.
There's exactly two of those dates that work.
Okay.
Not that I've looked into it.
Okay.
Let's go one of the two. Problem solved. All right.
Well, no. There's a little bit more to that.
Logistics?
Yeah.
Not much more, though.
Where we do the... Out. Yeah, no, there is. Yeah,
there fly is. There.
Yeah, you just don't go there and you plug in something and then you go, and here we go.
Almost essentially how it works.
No, it does not.
Yeah, you just need their funny adapters. They have different plugs.
They do have the funny...
Do.
I know.
It's September 29th.
Yeah.
Falcons Jaguars in London.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's at Wembley, I think.
All right.
And then October 6th is Jaguars-Bills at Tottenham Stadium.
Okay.
Which would be pretty sick.
Well, we don't have to be at the stadium. We have to just find a place where we could do the show.
Near that stadium, perhaps.
Yeah, that's true. Fritzy has written a Taylor Swift breakup song with Travis Kelce.
If Taylor Swift was to break up with Travis Kelce, what it might go like. I won't sing it, but I was going to read a few verses.
Okay, here we go.
He holds up that trophy, but I won't be his. Things started out so bubbly, now all that's left is fizz. He runs all sorts of patterns, then ran around on me. Now he's all about himself, when I thought that it was we. They loved him in Kansas City, till he barbecued my heart. Too late to come crawling back, learn how to finish what you start. You fumbled your big chance, I'm selling out the domes. You take way too much credit. Everyone knows it's all Mahomes.
Wow.
Barbecue my heart.
Barbecue my heart.
That's a good line.
That sounds like a restaurant. I'm going to go to Barbecue My Heart. thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We're talking about the breakup. They just got together.
Yeah, but you have to do this.
We love love, though.
I do love love. And I hope that Tay-Tay finds it. I hope Jennifer Aniston finds it. I mean, I want everybody to find it. Charlize Theron. I want her to find it as well. It's a wonderful feeling. Isn't it, guys?
No.
No, buddy. Tim in Wisconsin. Good morning, Tim. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's a beautiful morning out here, Dan. I tried to get in yesterday before you guys decided on the Dukies for your Crappensburg State because I think that the perfect name for them would be the Dingleberries, with a mascot being a bush with large brown.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Too far.
Yeah.
See, the fun thing about the Dukes, not the Dukies, it's a little more, subtle, not quite as on the nose as the Crappensburg State Poops.
We're dipping our toe. Right.
Come on. You're better than that, Tim, aren't you?
Tim, come on.
Come on. Don't you understand the sense of humor of this show?
The reason that Crappensburg State, the number two B option, Crappensburg State Turtles.
Yeah.
See, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's a little more subtle while also being not very
big. Yeah, we like to tap you on the back, like just subtle. That's all. By the way,
Tim,
we've sold almost 400 t-shirts, Crappensburg State.
It just makes me so happy.
If available at danpatrick.com.
That was like one of those t-shirts where I'm like, wow, it's just good for the joke because nobody's going to buy this thing. And turns out they are.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a joke, but they're still buying it.
Dude, wait till we get the coffee mugs and bumper stickers
going. Bumper stickers are great. My son goes to Crappensburg State.
Yeah, my child made the Dean's List at Crappensburg State.
Yeah, Paul.
And for those of you out there who buy the shirts and the bumper stickers, when someone goes, hey, where is that school? You go, you don't know? And just walk away. Never explain the bit to them. Yeah. Just say, you don't know? It's a great school. Never explain it.
Crappensburg State.
Let's go crap you. That's how it starts.
Midnight yell. Packed house and it's full of crap. Come on. Who's with me? All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Every great day starts the night before. What's that mean? How'd you sleep? If you have a Sleep Number bed, I know how you sleep because there's so many great things that these beds provide. And right now, save $400 on the new Sleep Number C4 Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time. You have to see store for details on that. So what am I getting? What is different? How about this? Your neck, shoulder, back, hips. Sleep Number smart beds provide support, even weight distribution for more comfortable sleep. You want more? How about two beds in one? You can choose the ideal firmness you want on your side of the bed. Also, how about this? Too hot? Too cold? They have temperature balancing Sleep Number smart beds. Save $400 on the new Sleep Number C4 smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody,
game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. This day in sports history. What are we watching tonight? Anything stand out? Am I watching alternative? Am I watching something not sports related tonight? Maybe I'll catch up on Only Murders in the Building. My girlfriend Meryl Streep on there. Am I doppelganger Steve Martin? Do you see it, Marvin?
I have not.
No. Me and Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's not as funny, but.
You weren't old enough, maybe weren't alive, when he did his stadium tour, when he had the arrow in his head. The wild and crazy guy?
No.
That was a big deal.
But he did grow up a poor black child.
Yes. Yes.
What Jerk is so good.
What a movie. So good.
That's one of those that's worth a deeper dive, like, you know, a rewatch. But I don't know if you could do that now. It's weird how you think we've progressed, but we haven't. There's certain things, like All in the Family. That came out in the 70s. And that was wild. The storylines, what was said, the dialogue on there, the characters on there. You couldn't do it now. Could not get away with that. That was some strange TV. That was Norman Lear, wasn't it? He's still alive, I think.
I think he's 100.
Yeah, creative genius, man. All right, what do we watch tonight?
Let's see, what do I got? I got Orioles, Astros, a couple good teams. No football tonight. No Mac.
No Mac.
No SWAC. No AAC. Nothing.
Yeah. I think it's not fair to the kids probably, but I think it was brilliant that the Mac went midweek and just standalone game for your conference and what that does for your conference and some of these players to get the recognition. Because if you're playing on a Saturday afternoon, you got no shot. But if you're a standalone game, and, you know, you're a smaller conference, I think it's great marketing. What else do you have, Paulie?
Yeah, like there's a Thursday night game, the SWAC, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Alabama A&M, and that's on ESPNU, so they do get some eyeballs. But that's about it. It's just a lot of baseball.
All right. Yes, Todd.
Just kind of promote it as what else are you going to do Wednesday or something like that. Just got to be honest about it. It's like this is the only real thing you're going to want to watch, so tune in.
All right,
what else are you going to do Wednesday?
Thank you, Todd.
Okay.
Jay in Indianapolis. Hi, Jay.
Hey, DP. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
First of all, shout out to my son. Drives for FedEx in Indy. His name's Dallas. Number two, we both love it when Fritzy shows up in a mood. right off the bat. We think it makes for a great show. So keep it up, Fritzy. And three, all the talk of the Hall of Fame. I would be curious, since everything's analytics, if there was a way to do a program to let a computer compile everything and produce a list of who the best is, and then compare that with who the writers have put in over the years. I think that would be great content. Would love to know your thoughts on that.
Okay, but you have to have humans put the information in to the computers, and what information are they using to put in? What is the metric? What are the analytics putting it in there? Mike in Rochester. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time, 57198-ish. So, first of all, I was going to say, I would propose that from now on, Dan, if when someone brings up your retirement, in honor of LeBron's ESPY speech, you follow it up with, but today is not that day.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, Paulie.
You know, there's a thing called Baseball Reference. It's kind of the Bible for all baseball stats. We use it a lot here. They have a thing called Hall of Fame Monitor. And what it is they grade your career with a number, an overall number, and they decide whether that's Hall of Fame worthy. And if you get to, like, I think like 110.
But who is doing the rankings?
It's the Baseball Hall of, Baseball Reference uses all types of analytics of what they grade your career with, hitting, pitching. They have no opinion on, like, if you played the amount of years, or they, you know, that helps too, you compile. But the all-time leader in Hall of Fame metrics for them is Stan Musial. Ty Cobb is second, Hank Aaron is third, and Babe Ruth is fourth. So I don't know what their metric is, but they have, you know, that's who they say are the most Hall of Fame players. Albert Pujols is the only active player in there. He's 12th all-time.
Yeah, but Stan Musial was wonderful. Great hitter. But, you know, he wasn't a five-tool player.
They love the fact that he led the league in so many categories. His stats are really kind of crazy. He was an all-star for 20 straight seasons.
Yeah, but Babe Ruth won 90 games as a pitcher, hit 700 home runs, and his batting average was, what, .342?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Come on. That's silly.
Like, I got you mad. Yeah. Their all-time pitching leader is Walter Johnson, is the greatest pitcher of all time, according to Baseball
Reference.
It was
a different era.
Roger Clemens is third.
Oh, God. Do they factor in steroids?
No asterisk.
Oh, no? See, that...
Oh, that made you mad.
I don't need AI. I don't need any of this stuff. Just have people who saw them play. That would be great. And then, you know, have analytics to back up what you're talking about. But, oh, my God. Okay. Chris in Albany. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I think you guys may have stumbled into a good segment, maybe once a week or whatever. The Danettes come up with a quote given by an athlete or anybody else that's grammatically incorrect and make you read it cold on the air.
Like I did.
Your read of Dame's quote off that podcast was so awfully hilarious.
You're right. I started to read it and I go, damn, people are going to think I don't know how to read.
Yeah.
And I ain't be doing nothing like that to be going with Steph and stuff. And I'd be like, what? Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're talking casual on a podcast. Next thing you know, I'm reading you verbatim here. This day in sports history, Paul.
Yeah, right on cue. Babe Ruth, 1927, hit home run number 60, broke his own record of 59 from the year before.
Overrated.
1982, the NFL Players Association announced the strike would begin at the completion of the Packers-Giants Monday night game. That was a 1982 strike. 1986, Tony Gwynn stole 5 bases in 1 game.
Mm.
And of course.
Did they make him give them back?
1987, Walter Payton scored touchdown number 107 to break the all-time NFL record by Jim Brown.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else in here? Here's one. Salvador Perez hit his 46th home run, breaking Johnny Bench's baseball record for most home runs in a season by a catcher. Man. That didn't bum me out, but I'm like, should Salvador Perez beat Johnny Bench's all-time record? Yes, Marv. Yes, Marv.
$10. Who's he play for?
Does he still play?
See, I don't even know. That's the thing.
Kansas City.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Last time I checked, you did.
Todd, what did you learn today?
Cupid's arrowhead. Travis Kelce and Taylor Smith may very well be a thing.
It's Seton O'Connor.
I learned Salvador Perez.
Oh, stop. Then you didn't learn anything today. Marvin.
Stan Musial, greatest player ever.
Great player. Paulie.
Sal Perez is a Royal.
Oh, yes.
That's what I was trying to do for my
legacy
learning,
box. Safe solution. You're interrupting me. Yeah. Digitize all your fate. Yeah. Stop it! Family's precious memories. And go to legacybox.com/Patrick. Enjoy 40% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Legacybox.com/Patrick. Thanks for joining us. We hope we entertained you.
Great job today, Dan.
One more item as we close out this Wednesday show. We got week three of the NFL season starting tomorrow night, and DraftKings is ready for you. Back with another week, sports betting. DraftKings, ready to help you. Great offers with every single game day. New customers, you could bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Throw fiver down, and this week, the epic matchups, and walk away with an instant winner. DraftKings, all customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. You have to download the app first. Sign up, use the code Patrick. New customers can bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. With the promo code Patrick, the crown is yours. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.